Letters to the editor. There are only two letters this week, and they are quite long, so we're going to share the reading between us. The first one is from Dawn Hall, a member of the South Devon Alliance, and she writes, I would like to reply to Andy Swain's letter in the October the 26th edition of the MDA, entitled More Space for Pedestrians. Though I should say, Councillor Andy Swain, who is a Liberal Democrat, who is in favour of this redevelopment proposal, is another councillor who doesn't live in the area, as he himself admits. But he does think he knows what's best for the businesses and those who frequently use and shop on Queen Street. I would assume that when mentioning how close Cricket Field car park is to Queen Street, that you have a good pair of working legs and no hidden disabilities that would hinder your short travel. Unlike that is a majority of people who prefer to use and park on Queen Street because of their inability or immobility to navigate the short distance from said car park to the amenities they need. He rightly says, further up there is no traffic, meaning Courtenay Street, a place that feels designed for shoppers, which makes him want to stay longer. What I think Councillor Swain and the rest fail to realise is that there are two different streets in town that cater for different types of shopper, depending on their wants and needs.
There is a place where you can leisurely walk and browse the shops up through Courtenay Street with no traffic, albeit the occasional cyclist hurtling through this pedestrianised section. As someone who has lived here all my life, I personally find it unattractive. Yes, we have a line of trees up through there, which becomes a serious slip hazard to anyone, especially those with mobility issues, that they may need the use of walking aids, as these trees shed and in combination with a wet ground become dangerous. Yes, there are a number of benches along this stretch, so you can rest or sit and watch the world go by, but more often than not, they are covered in bird poop, so they aren't very user-friendly or welcoming. Then there is Queen Street, the pop and shop area of town, a convenient place to park, especially for the elderly and less mobile than yourself. It is a street that has all the amenities they may need in a short space and support the local businesses. There are the banks, two bakeries, the spa shop and Savers, Poundland, opticians, coffee shops, where they can rest and recoup before their homeward journey instead of having to travel to out-of-town supermarkets to do their shopping, where they can park for free, which is what will happen. If you truly understood the concerns of the people you say you do, then why did you vote against having a debate about Queen Street at the last full council meeting, instead of following the line of your fellow Lib Dem party members?
Minding grandchildren is not child's play. Lynn Nichols of Lower Drive Dawlish writes, like many grandparents, my partner and I were called upon to help out with childcare during the recent half term. Given the absence of accessible, affordable and available childcare, which is certainly the case here in Dawlish, I thought I'd flag up to those nearing grandparenthood that you are also likely to be asked to help out looking after your grandkids, and not only during the school holidays, especially if the lack of childcare provision remains as it is now. So as a grandparent who has of late gained some experience of grandchild care, I thought you might find the following a useful insight into the type of delights awaiting you. Picture this. My four-year-old grandson is sitting on the sofa eating chips. By his side, he has a small but lidless container of tomato sauce. His 18-month-old sister is in her high chair, situated to the front of, but sideways onto him. Both are eating and watching television. I turn my back on both of them, but for a mere microsecond, only to hear a wail of distress from the grandson. Yep, you've guessed it. He's knocked the container of tomato sauce off the sofa. Somehow, the sofa escapes being sauced, but not so the floor, where there is now more than $1 of red mess.
Thankfully, the flooring is wood and not carpet. But in the process of falling and hitting the floor, the tomato sauce has gone into an airborne spreading spree. Missing my granddaughter, who, by the way, has now decided to add to the mayhem by dropping bits of her own food onto the floor, the acute angled trajectory of the scarlet slop is such that it splatters onto the lower part of her high chair, her dolly pram, her dollies, the fire grate, and a small chest of drawers located at roughly a 45-degree angle, and on the other side of the room from where my grandson is sitting. I suppose I should be grateful that for some reason it didn't ricochet onto the room's cream-coloured walls. I'll swear that if he'd dipped a paintbrush into a pot of red paint and flicked it a la Jackson Pollock, my grandson couldn't have achieved a greater effect. I'm toying with writing a children's book based on all of this. Two characters I can think of straight away are Katie Ketchup and Tommy Tomato Sauce. They might even have a couple of friends called Vinny Vinegar and Sally Salt. Making regular guest appearances could be Jimmy Jammy Dodger and Chrissy Crisp, although neither Jimmy or Chrissy are any good at playing hide and seek, as they always leave trails of crumbs behind them. Potential grandparents, you have been warned. Looking after grandkids is definitely not child's play. And that concludes the letters to the editor.